Given the fact that the Welsh public landscape is going to change, what is this going to mean for risk management in the public sector? Anthony, could I ask you to share your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, I suppose, looking at it from a financial background, organisations are in very difficult financial position. Decisions are going to have to be made on service delivery, models of service delivery, and frankly, whether councils will continue to deliver some services. And there's been the issue that, you know, of issue of rationing health service for many years, whether that needs to take place. Organisations are going to have to take very difficult decisions, and good risk management will help to inform those decisions and what will be the right decision to take. So I think this should very much further raise the profile of risk management and what organisations are doing to manage risk to help inform those decisions. And obviously, I mentioned financial, but there are all sorts of risks. Reputation risk is another one of them. If an organisation decides to stop doing something, there will almost inevitably be a backlash from members of the public who've used that service, etc. That is a risk that needs to be managed, particularly in a political context. And I think there's also the issue around where does the risk sit in a new delivery model? Does it sit with the old traditional organisations, or does it sit with newer ones? And as I've said before, organisations have to take risks. They won't move forward. And there's a quote I like from Ricardo Semple, who's a South American industrialist, which is, a turtle may live for hundreds of years because it is well protected by its shell, but it only moves forward when it sticks its head out. So you've got to stick your head above the parapet to be able to move forward. You've got to take some risks. As an auditor, I expect those risks to be well managed and well thought through. You should also expect that if you do that and it doesn't happen the way you expect, that's your auditor, or indeed your board, won't overly criticise you for that, as long as it was well managed within a process. Things will go wrong. That's how we learn.
Anthony, thank you. So, Andy, as a board member for Natural Resources Wales, how do you think this is going to pan out in the future for you?
I think the question, at the start point, I think, is expanding the question. So it's not saying that it's not about the public landscaping changing. This is about the landscape changing. And this isn't about what this means for risk management in the public sector. This is about what does risk management mean for every single person, every single household in Wales and beyond. So, because this isn't just about public sector risk. And to put a wider framing on this around some of the kind of things that cross my desk as an NRW board member, and bearing in mind this is a consequence of the way that we've currently manage risk. So since 1970, and the pens to the ready, please, panelists and people out there listening. So since 1970, wildlife in the world is down 52%, which is fantastic. In another 40 years, we could get rid of all of it. So 52% down in wildlife since 1970. Commercial fishing currently is forecast to end around about 2048 worldwide. The last fishing boat will go into the dry dock to finish in 2048 because of the way we manage our quotas and so on. 85% of global agricultural land is already degraded, which means it's reducing our ability to grow that stuff, what's it called, a food. And 11% of GDP currently, 11% of GDP, $6.6 trillion a year, is currently being written off the books by not being paid for. And that cost is forecast to go up to $28 trillion by 2050. And that's the cost of damage that our current processes are causing to the systems that we depend on. So what we're suffering from is what I would call the Snow White syndrome. We have the wrong mirror on the wall, and we look at it every day and go, oh, how are my accounts? They're fantastic. But the problem is they don't actually tell a picture of what's going on. So we have, and the key thing is that no one knows the answers to this by now. But what we have to do collectively, as risk managers, as risk committees, and with our boards and our colleagues, is to say, if we were to get an accurate mirror to show what's happening, what are the risks that would tell us is happening, and how would we work together in different ways to reduce those to a point at which we can create thriving communities? Because right now, the financial implications of a crash that we're still paying the price for, which was audited, you know, are nothing compared to the impacts of the wider cost on energy, food, obesity, health, diabetes that are coming our way. So we need to have eyes, take the blinkers off, look at much wider perspectives and not be scared right now, but not knowing the answers, and work together to ask much bigger questions and work collaboratively, which we'll pick up on later, with a much wider set of stakeholders and communities.
Andy, thank you. Keely, what would the first response be to this question?
Change management is something that that is affecting quite a lot of the public sector, not just in Wales. But I think you're right that Wales, the landscape in Wales is going to change dramatically over the short to medium term. And I think that there are some specific challenges that we'll be facing, those of you who work in the public sector within Wales. I mean, it's really important that, that risk management clearly, as we've said before, is embedded. So you've got to start right from the beginning. When you're, if you're moving into new organisations, if you're, you know, changing, merging organisations, you've got to make sure that risk management, that the processes are designed from the start. They need to be flexible so that you can take account of the sort of changes that you're going to be facing in the short and medium term. So making sure that if you're coming from an organisation that's, say, for example, going to be merged into another organisation, well, you need to sit down fairly early before that happens and put into place procedures to identify how the processes are working in each of the different organisations, but then how are you going to work together in any new organisation. I mean, clearly, health organisations have been through a lot of reorganisation within, certainly within England and other areas, over the past couple of years, and they've had to go through these similar processes. So I imagine that practitioners that work in those areas who have been through these sorts of changes will be able to give more practical examples of how to deal with assessing your risk management processes, amending them, and making sure that they're embedded in any new organisation. I mean, risk management can also be used. It's not just a negative. It doesn't just have negative connotations. You can use your risk management processes, your identification of risks, to find opportunities within this new landscape, as well as looking at the more negative side of risks or things that may happen which will impact on your strategic objectives. So risk management in a time of change can be used to, as I said, to identify opportunities and to be used more positively, and not just in a kind of reactive or negative way, but also in a proactive way.
Basically, within Conway, I think, you know, there's a huge amount of change occurring within local government, and we very much see this as a fundamental tool, really. I don't see how you can look at making difficult decisions, ceasing projects, ceasing services, thinking about doing things differently without assessing the risk. But I think the key thing we need to take from this, I think as Keely's just picked up on, is that we can't look at risk management as a negative process, and we have to very much start looking at, well, what are the opportunities and how can we use risk to assess the benefits